Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola, in Zambia. Today, Jesus answered very smartly a very tricky and devious question from the Pharisees and the Herodians, who combined to make it, and who normally were in bitter opposition to each other. But it's not really about appraising Jesus and his cleverness. The key is in the last statement of today's gospel. He said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things which are God's." While Jesus confounded his adversaries, he nevertheless was harping on a very true fact, that we ought to give to God the things that are his. Now the question I'm asking is, what is it that we have from God? Well, we've got everything from God, like health, maybe our health is very good now, family, country, language, even what we have in our family fortunes is all because of God. Well, these are the things we have from a physical point of view. Spiritually, though, we have our faith. We have meaning and an understanding which confounds the world. "Why do you not destroy your enemies?" was asked of President Lincoln of the USA, the first president. And he said, "I destroy my enemies when I love and forgive them." This logic is against what the world preaches, which is eye for eye and tooth for tooth. This kind of simple yet profound faith is another gift from God, and one of our prize possessions. There is yet another great gift that we have from God, and that is we can experience him through our prayers, good works, and our general attitude of trust and confidence in him. This is faith in action. The faith-filled, active Christian is full of hope and confidence in a loving God. This is what we have. Hopefully we have. If not, we should cultivate that attitude as we would a garden of tomatoes. We water and fertilize and weed and tenderly nurture this beautiful garden of tomatoes, like our friend the gardener here, Benwell, does in our garden so selflessly. Now, what do we give to God when he has given us all these things? Everything we have is from God. It's like, if we train our child to be a good cook, we teach her to bake and to prepare food with all our knowledge. Now, would it not be very bad if one day we do not sit down and have our daughter prepare all the beautiful food for us that she has learned to prepare and help us to enjoy the fruits of our labor? It's the same with God. We give back to him what he has given to us to be grateful, because all that we have is from him. How often have I heard people say in families who have brothers or nephews who are carpenters and bricklayers, and they complain that he never does anything for us, even though he's a master bricklayer and a carpenter. Of course, he's busy with getting on with his life, and maybe he has no time. But one day he will do something for us using his skill, like building a back kitchen or roofing a house or something as a way of showing his gratitude to us for having reared and helped him to achieve his precious skills. So while Jesus is confronting his adversaries with wise answers, he is still teaching an altogether more important lesson, and that is to give to God the things of God. This ties in with the first reading very much, as it is giving glory to our God who is providing for us, and even though we don't even see it or know him, he never stops searching for us and urging us on with his unlimited love for us. In another sense, today's readings are teaching us to be grateful and bring offerings to God in gratitude for us being redeemed. Yes, we are saved through his death on the cross. Any of our offerings of ourselves cannot measure up to the necessary sacrifice needed for our salvation, our freedom, our deliverance. Yet they are all that we have and are, and comes from the hands of the Lord. So we are limited, yet nevertheless it's important for us to show our gratitude. Read 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 14, and I quote here, "For who am I, and what is my people, for us to be able to volunteer offerings like this? Since everything has come from you, and we have given you only what you bestowed in the first place." So it's a funny thing. We are giving back to God and offering him and saying, "Look what you did for me, God." It's like that. It's saying, "Look at what you have given me, my faith, my family, my friends, my home, my country, all the comforts that I have in life." And even for those very, very much on the way to the Lord, offering our sufferings to him and saying, "Look, Lord, this is what I am suffering for you and for the world." Ungratefulness is a terrible thing, and we are all guilty of it. How often we complain when things are not going right, when someone ignores us, or when we fail at something, and we suddenly realize we have no right to be complaining at all. All is gift, and we have been gifted with so much: the air we breathe, the beauty of life and friends, the music we enjoy, the love we have had and are experiencing. Count our blessings. Let us count our blessings is the message as well today. And to be grateful. Give back to God and be grateful for what he has given us. This is far more perfect than rendering the taxes to Caesar in today's gospel. Caesar wants material things, and the more he gets, the more he demands. He is never satisfied. But we are offering ourselves and all that we have to the Lord in an act of graciousness and humility to a God who will never let us down, and all he wants is for our desire to be saved and made holier and holier. May God bless you today and help you to see this message clearly. May God bless you and help you to have a beautiful Sunday, and also all the blessings that they may come your way during the coming week. We are still in the month of October. Please continue to pray the rosary, especially with the intention that we be rid of the coronavirus. May God bless you. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessings.